Well, Dana, you had an opportunity to be here at this 2011 Ohio Grain Farmers Symposium, updating the producers here on some of the activities that National Association of Wheat Growers is involved in Washington. And my gosh, there are a lot of things you're involved with.
There are, yes. There's a lot of parts of what happens in Congress that affect farmers across the country. And we, over the last year, have been focusing our time on federal budget issues, on environmental regulation, on looking at kind of oversight of administrative regulations of all different sorts, and then also at funding of our essential research and trade promotion programs for the wheat industry.
So how does an organization like the National Association of Wheat Growers go about identifying those areas that need attention?
We have policy committees that have been working for the 60-plus years of our history, and those policy committees kind of surface different issues as they raise up in the various states that are members of NOG. And then through our policy committees, we have a discussion about whether that's a national issue or whether that's a regional or state issue. And then what can we do together to help address that issue? And I think that's kind of our process. Over the last year, our policy committees have been working pretty diligently through both face-to-face meetings and conference calls. So a lot of activity.
You began your remarks here at the Ohio Grain Farmers Symposium by saying that the voice of wheat growers is unique. How so?
Well, wheat growers are not just wheat growers. They grow all the other program crops that we have in Farm Bill and quite diverse across the country. I have visited wheat farms that grow tomatoes and cucumbers. I've visited wheat farms that grow potatoes and sugar beets. I've visited wheat farms that grow cotton and sorghum, and, of course, corn and soybeans over here. So, you know, we have a unique position in that we need to be able to give policy recommendations on behalf of all of those wheat growers, no matter what other things are in their rotations. And so that's kind of the uniqueness of our commodity organization as opposed to some of the others.
Well, we can't do an interview without talking about Farm Bill, because it's certainly going to be front and center after the first of the year now. But from the National Association of Wheat Growers, you've identified some of the key areas that need to be addressed in your minds.
A priority for us is working with the other commodity groups and making sure that we as agriculture are speaking with a unified voice. You know, as far as policy goes, crop insurance is our number one priority. We want to try to find something in the commodity title that works well with crop insurance and partners as kind of another level of protection for risk management on our farms. Trade programs and research programs are very important to us. We want to continue and in some aspects expand what we're doing in wheat research in the public realm, as well as trade promotion across the country. And then conservation is also an issue where wheat growers have been involved in the past and will continue to be involved. We're looking for some streamlining of programs in the conservation title and giving, in hand-in-hand with that streamlining, giving the different regions of the country a little bit of flexibility in addressing their priority needs for natural resource protection.
Dana, you were in the audience and had an opportunity to hear Joe Schultz from the Senate Ag Committee comment on some of the things going on with the Farm Bill. Anything in his comments that got your attention or that you were encouraged?
Well, I'm encouraged that the committees are going to get started here in February and hopeful that the commodity groups can get together maybe a little bit before that hearing to do some coordination and discussion behind closed doors instead of out in a public hearing where we sometimes divide ourselves into kind of more less effective voices. I think we do need to be unified. We do need to make sure that we address the issues regionally and between the different various commodities needs of the Farm Bill. It's a big task to do in an environment that wants to cut the amount of funding to farm programs substantially. And in an environment that most Americans don't understand farming today at all. And so it's going to be a difficult environment to communicate what agriculture needs and to communicate that agriculture is a foundational part of the economy that has maintained security for much of our rural communities through the past few years.
Just one other area that I wanted you to comment on, and that's the initiatives that that the National Association of Wheat Growers has identified. One of those, increasing wheat yields.
Yes, in 2008, our board kind of developed a strategic goal of increasing wheat yields 20% by 2018. We know that's going to take growers, and their management techniques need to be addressed. We also know that it's going to take additional investment in research and development. So we've been working on both fronts. Definitely with the price spikes that we've seen since early 2008, growers are paying more attention to how they manage their wheat crop, and that is showing dividends in wheat yields across the country. We've definitely got some challenges, though. You know, we've had drought and flooding in wheat areas, and those will continue. In addition to that, we need increased investment. We've seen a dramatic response from the private sector in about $100 million of investment in the last 4 years back into wheat. We're very excited about that, encouraged that even today, nearly into 2012, we are seeing continued companies come into the wheat research realm. Very exciting. We also want to see increased public investment as well. Historically, varieties have been developed across the country in the public infrastructure. We want to maintain some public infrastructure, as there are foundational sorts of research that need to be maintained in that realm. So we are trying to do better coordination in the public area, working with the National Wheat Improvement Committee, which are the researchers, both the breeders and agronomists and pest people, trying to coordinate their efforts and prioritize them, making sure that across the board, public research investments are being made in the highest priority areas, those areas that we can have the most influence on farmers.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us here at the Ohio Grain Farmer Symposium.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.